And those areas that you talk about, these are still living communities. They still have the people, they still have the little shops, the little markets, the children going to the school. And you do get a feeling that you're in something special when you walk through these areas.
Yes, of course. There are still quite a lot of heritage buildings in that area, as long as you know where they are, where to look for them. And the kind of community in those areas were also very lively. The Shijiahucheng community that I worked with was one of the best. And they very much proud of their own history and of the Huchong life. And they shared a lot of interesting experiences with us. So we have included most of them in the Shijiahucheng Museum.
Before that, you were working with the Cultural Heritage Protection Day up near Yonghegong.
Yes, the full name is Beijing Cultural Heritage Protection Center. Okay. It's a long, difficult to remember name, so we call it CHP for short. I'm still very good friends with the founder and the staff of CHP, and they are still doing very good work.
I followed a walking tour that they had set out, which went east from Yonghegong and took you around through quite a few of the alleys there, including the old prison that they discovered. Was it Puji Prison?
Paojiu
Prison.
Paojiu Hutong.
Yeah, it was absolutely amazing. And the thing is, Matthew, I used to live there at Baisingqiao Santiao, and I never knew all these places were around there until I got this walking tour from the Preservation Society. And I followed it all around and found it very, very interesting. And I'd love to see more of this happening, more walking tours, more, you know, guides for people to find out all this beauty of Lao Beijing.
Exactly. I think, although I'm from Beijing, I grew up in Beijing. I really started to understand Beijing when I started working for the Beijing Cultural Heritage Protection Center about 9 years ago. It was a very rare experience, and I had the privilege to go and visit very many people who so love this city that we all live in, and they shared their unique experiences. Mm-hmm. So, which is a very fundamental reason why I want to keep working on this in this aspect. Mm-hmm.
I think, again, this is good because a lot of us who have experienced these areas fell in love with Beijing because of areas such as this. Mm-hmm. This is why I fell in love with Beijing, staying at Haoyuan in Suhutong. I thought, this is paradise. And I didn't want to live anywhere else. And I think it's very important that we show people that there is this heritage, there is this wonderful architectural, social, cultural heritage of the city.
It's amazing experience. You do need some background information. So walking tour is a very easy to do method. But another way is to read and to chat more with the local residents.
Yeah, and it's good also that you bring people together here. The people coming in here, very interested in Beijing, and getting together, and they talk. And they share things. And when you share things, you think, I must go and look at that. And that's how it all becomes this community.
Exactly. I think that community feeling also helps us to grow, not only our knowledge, but also our capacity to reach out to more people.
The programs, is every week you've got something on?
We try to do that every week. Sometimes we also take a little break because of the weather, because of the holidays. But this year I think we're going to be as regular as possible.
I'm glad I found it because I'll certainly be back here. I just listen to the birds above us. You know, the only sound we have is nature. And what are these trees that grow up through the courtyard?
These trees are all very traditional. This one is a date tree, and this one is a crab apple. This one is a, what is it? It's apricot.
It must be beautiful to see them in the springtime, you know, flowers coming out and the buds coming out and the whole, I mean, every season of the year is beautiful here, but it must be just particularly beautiful at that time.
They flower in different seasons, so there's a staggering period. So yeah. It's good to come in most of the spring and early summer.
I think I'll be bringing my proper camera at that time, because I've only taken photographs today using my iPhone. Yeah. But this is a place to do real photography and really let people see the what Beijing has got to offer. Well, Matthew, I'm really glad that I came to Tom Moore's talk last week, because this introduced me to the Courtyard Institute and also to yourself. And I found it very, I'm going to say, humbling, a great pleasure to meet you and to know that young people are concerned about the future of this amazing city. And that, for me, gives hope for the future.
Yeah, I have a lot of friends who are interested in preservation of Beijing, and I think they all have their own angles and they have their own special efforts. Some of them are architects, some of them are planners, some of them are historians. So I think it's an undertaking that worth spend the rest of my life, and I think there are many other people who think the same.
I look forward to meeting them, Matthew, because I made the decision some time ago that I'd like to spend the rest of my life in Beijing. Beijing's given me a great life over 27 years since I first discovered it. And to me, there's no place like home. And this is home, Matthew.
Great.
Thanks a lot. We'll speak later. Thanks.
My pleasure. Thank you.